I'm Dave McGowan with VPR News. Design work is underway on a planned runway expansion at the Middlebury State Airport. State transportation officials plan to meet with the community tonight to give an update on the project. And as VPR's Melody Baudette reports, some neighbors are concerned about the impact on their quality of life.
Expansion of the runway at the Middlebury State Airport has been under discussion for about two decades. 3 years ago, an assessment found pavement conditions on the runway to be extremely poor, and the Federal Aviation Administration has said they prefer that any improvements include a 700-foot expansion of the runway. In addition, trees on the approach to the airport will be cleared. State Aviation Program Administrator Guy Ruel says despite the longer runway, the airport classification won't change.
As with any airport, we do expect to see the same type of traffic. In other words, the airport will be designed for the same type aircraft that are currently using the airfield. But, you know, we would anticipate an increase in traffic with the airport and these improvements.
The airport is near the village of East Middlebury, and some neighbors, like Judith Weiger-Grose, are worried the increased traffic could mean more noise in what is otherwise a quiet part of town.
I think generally people accept the airport as it presently exists and feel that the level of noise is already significant at certain times.
Weiger-Grose says airport neighbors are also concerned about loss of bat habitat and the potential for water contamination as the airport sits on an aquifer, and the airport is near a lot of homes.
There are 600 residences within 2 miles of the airport. It's also been designated a historic village, which is less than a mile from the airport.
Aviation Administrator Guy Ruel says the number of houses within the approach to the airport is similar to the Morrisville Stowe Airport, where reconstruction has occurred. And he says design work will consider bat habitat and the aquifer. Others point to concerns about jets coming to the airport. Ruel says under FAA rules, they can't discriminate against aircrafts that fit the airport's classification, and small jets are currently allowed. While the majority of the airport's use is personal aircraft, Ruel says there is commercial activity at the airport.
There are approximately 9 operators, which are commercial aircraft operators that fly people to and from the airport. And in addition to the private and the commercial activity, there's also military operations that do come in and out of that airfield.
Some business groups, including the local Chamber of Commerce, support the project, and airport expansion is included in the town plan. State officials hope to get a grant from the FAA, which would fund 90% of the cost. For VPR News, I'm Melody Baudette.